Okay, we're holding on. Yom Adav Chavtet with Hav Chavtet Amar Aleph. We just quoted Rebbe's view that the sunlight in the morning can refract and its rays kind of shine strongly in all different directions. The Gemara asks, "Amar Rebbe about my time at the Rebbe. What's Rebbe's reasoning for saying this?" It's a weird question because Rebbe seems to just be describing a natural phenomena. You don't really need a svara or a pasuk for it. But there's some discussion about this. But anyway, Dichdiv Lamanatseach al Ayelat Hashachar, right? It says in Tehillim Lamanatseach for the conductor who spoke about the Ayelat Hashachar. So the Ayelat is like a gazelle type animal with antlers, and the Ayelat of the morning. Ma Ayala Zo Karne Mavtzilu Lachan Lachan Av Shachar Zim Mavtzilu Lachan Lachan. So what's the kesher between Ayelat and Shachar? Well, just like in the morning, the sun shines in all different directions. This is how the horns of the antlers of the ayelet work. That it's always scattering in different directions, branches off here and then to the right and then to the left. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Alaman Mishal Esther La Ayala. Why was Esther Hamalka compared to an ayala? So Mar Lecha Ma Ayala Rachmat Sar VeChaviv Al Baala Kol Shavasha Kesha Rishona. Av Esther Aita Chaviva Lachasherish Kol Shavasha Kesha Rishona. Right, when it comes to the Ayala, so it's the womb is very, very narrow, and the Baal of the Ayala, it feels the same degree, feels the same for him every single time, even after many times, and so too. This is how Achashverosh felt about Esther. Amar Rav Asi, Lama Nimshala Esther LaShachar. Why is Esther compared to the Shachar, the dawn? Lamar Lachama Shachar Sof Kol Laila Av Esther Sof Kol Anisim. Right? Is it just like Esther, just like the Shachar is the end of the night? Esther is the end of the Nisim. It's interesting that we're comparing the Tkufa of Nisim to the night, whereas the end of the night is the end of the Tkufa HaNisim. So when Nisim stop, apparently we're in the daytime. If anything, you'd think it's the opposite. Things are clear, they're shining, the light. That's when we have Nisim, so we have Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. We think that the end of the daytime should be the end of the Nisim. Here the Gemara seems to think that the Nisim are compared to nighttime. And now we're living in the daytime. Va'yika Chanukah. But wait, wasn't there Chanukah? Nitna Lichtov Kamrin. We're only talking about the Nisim that were recorded for Lidorot, but Chanukah didn't have a Kodesh Sefer written about it. Hanich Lamad Amar Esther Nitna Lichtov. That's all well and good according to the Shita that says that Esther should be written and included in Tanakh. But that's a debate. So El Lamad Amar Esther Lo Nitna Lichtov. So the one who says that Esther should not have been recorded in a Sefer Kodesh. Ma'yika Lamebar. So what should we say here? What do we say for their shita? Moki Malaka Rabbi bin Yamin Bar Yefet Amor Rabbi Elazar. So they should just explain Shachar as Rabbi bin Yamin Bar Yefet said the name Rabbi Elazar. Amor Rabbi bin Yamin Bar Yefet. Amor Rabbi Elazar. Lama Nimshul Tfilat Shel Tzadikim Kayelet. Why were the prayers of Tzadikim compared to an Ayelet? Lomar Lecha Ma Ayelet Ma Ayelah Zo Kol Zman Shemigadlelat Karneim of Tzilot Av Tzadikim Kol Zman Shemarben Tfilat Tfilat Nishbat. The comparison is like this. As long as the Ayala is growing, its horns are still going and going and going. Its antlers. So too, when it comes to tefillah of tzaddikim, as long as they're davening, it's still being listened. It's still advancing. It's still being. There's never a point where Kadosh Baruch was like, "Done. I'm done hearing from you. Stop it." Kadosh Baruch always wants to hear. The tefillah is always mo'il. It's always effective as long as they're davening. Shachtu et tamid, because the Mishnah says they slaughtered the korban tamid. Emat. When was this incident that they thought that the moonlight was really sunlight? Ilem mishayim v'tashana lo sagid lav kohen gadol. Ela biyom kippuri b'mor levana meika. If you want to say it happened in the rest of the year, well, the rest of the year doesn't have to be the kohen gadol doing the avoda. Doesn't have to be the korban gadol offering this korban. Why is our Mishnah talking about a kohen gadol doing it if this story happened in the rest of the year? And if it happened Davka and Yom Kippur, it's very unlikely that the moonlight at dawn scattered in that way to make you confused with the sunlight. The 10th day of the month, Yom Kippur, it's unlikely that at that stage of the lunar cycle that's going to happen. Hachi Kamar, right? So this is how we need to understand our Mishnah. V'yom Kippurim ki amar barak barkai hori l'koin gadol l'beit ha'tvila. This statement that pertained to the Kohen Gadol going down to the mikvah was a new state. It was a new stage in the Mishnah. This story did not happen with the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. It happened with the normal Kohen year round. And when we spoke about the Kohen Gadol going down to the mikvah, that was a new stage of the Gemara. Tani Avud Rabbi Avin Lozo Bilvad Amru Ela Af Milikata Of Ukmitat Mincha Balayla Tisarif. Not only a korban tummy that was slaughtered at the wrong time needs to be sent to the Beit Sreifa, but even the bird offerings and even the mincha offerings, they need to be burnt up as well if they're offered at the wrong time. Bishlam alota of maida hava hava. Well, I understand why the bird offerings, they offered it at the wrong time. There's nothing much you can do about it now. It's already slaughtered, so it needs to be sent to burn. Elakomets, when it comes to the mincha offerings, nehadriv deter kam tzabiyama. Why don't you just put the flower back and then retake it when the day comes? Hu tani lav, hu amar la. So he posed the question and then he explained the following. Kli sharet mekadshin afilu shelo bezmanam. If you put it in the kli sharet, put the flower in the sanctified kalim, that makes it kodesh. Even though it's not the right time for the korban, still it's kodesh. You can't just put it back. Meitvei, but you can challenge that shita from the following brayta. Ze haklal, this is the general rule. Kol hakarev b'yom, kodesh b'yom. V'chol hakarev b'layla, kodesh b'layla. V'chol hakarev ben b'yom, ben b'layla, kodesh ben b'yom, ben b'layla. Right? So anything that's supposed to be made kodesh during the day, so you put in the klisharet during the day, it works. Anything that's supposed to be made kodesh during the night, put in the klisharet at night, and it works. It becomes kodesh. If you can do it either day or night, so you put it in either one, and it works, and it becomes kodesh. Ketani miyat kol karev biyom kodesh biyom by laila in biyom in by laila lo. So we learn from there that the klisharet does not make something that's only brought during the day kodesh if you put it in at night. So our whole position is off to suggest that you put the korban mincha in at night and it's kodesh anyway. We can answer by saying as follows. It's not kodesh in that it's ready to be brought as a korban. But once something has been designated for a korban, it's susceptible to become pasul if it's done wrong. Right? So, it doesn't make it kodesh enough to be brought as a korban, makes it kodesh enough that if anything is done wrong to it, it's now pasul. Mativ Rabbi Zera. Sider et alechem vet abzichin, achar hashabbat. We could challenge that position, by the way. This position that we just said, that it becomes kodesh enough to become pasul. Because from the following brayta, or from the following mishnah rather, if you put out the lechem hapanim and the spoons of frankincense after Shabbat, it's supposed to be put out before Shabbat, v'hikter tamzichin b'Shabbat, and then you burn the spoons of frankincense the following Shabbat, psula, right? It's going to be pasul, right? It needs to be on for 7 days, right? It goes from Shabbat to Shabbat. So it needs to be on for 7 days. And it wasn't because you only put it on Motzei Shabbat. It's only been on for 6 days. So that's going to be pasul. Ketzad yaseh. Rather, what should you do if you put the lechem and the bezichin on Motzei Shabbat? You're not going to have 7 days. Yanichem le Shabbat haba. Yeah, just let it stay there until the following Shabbat. It's going to be on for 13 days. So 6 isn't enough, but 13 is vaday enough. Yanichem le Shabbat haba. Shafilo amda la shulchan yam rabim im gaklum. Because even who cares? It's on for 13 days. It can stay on for as many days as you want. It's not a problem. Vamai. Tikdosh v'tipasil. Why is it not a problem that it's on for 13 days? It should become kodesh, and then it should become pasul. Meaning, oh, it's not in its right zman. It's not in the right time, so it shouldn't become kodesh. Well, we just said that something is on the kli sharet, on the service vessels for all intents and purposes. The shulchan is the kli sharet for the lechem apanim. In which case, it should become not kodesh enough to be used for the avoda, but kodesh enough to be rendered pasul. So just leaving it there for 13 days is not going to be enough because it's kodesh enough to become pasul. Amar Rava, mandika motiv, shabrika motiv. And Rava says, yeah, that's a good point. That's good. That's a very good point. Avuad Rabbi Avin, nami matita kamar. Avuad Rabbi Avin, the father of Rabbi Avin, also taught this from the following Tanaic teaching. Vekasavar laila en mechusar zman, yom mechusar zman. So we said, it must be like this. Laila, if something was put on at night, that doesn't make something, pasul for the next day. However, if it was put on during the day, then that's going to make something pasul for the next day. And it stands to reason, right? Because if you put it on the night before the following day, well, the night is part of the day, right? The day follows the night. So you put it on at the night, and it's kind of, in a sense, in its appropriate time. However, if you put it on during the day, that's disconnected from the following night. So when you put the flour in the Kli Sharet at night, why can it become pasul? Because it is Kodesh in a sense, because it's already a part of that day. So you did something significant to make it Kodesh enough to become pasul. However, with the Lechem HaPanim, you put it on during the day, and it's not even Kodesh enough to become pasul. Kimati Beishim Sheitikdosh HaTipasel. Okay, well, you know, when nighttime comes, then it should become Kodesh, and then it's going to become pasul. Are you leaving now for 13 days? Amar Ravina Shekana Mesilko. Yeah, we must be talking about a case where you took the bread off before Friday night came. Marzut Ravi Tema Rav Ashi Amar Afil Tema Bishlokar Mesilko. You can even understand this if you hold that you didn't pull it off early. You didn't come pull it off early. Kevan Shesidur Shalom Mitzvato Nase Kemo Shesidur Akof. Since you put it on not at the right day altogether, not talking about like the night before, you put it on the wrong day altogether, that it was a nothing. It was just a nothing. As if a person didn't put it there, as if a monkey just put it there, right? And so that doesn't have the power to make it kadosh on any level, not even once Friday night rolls around. Okay, we'll stop here.